Turn to picture number 3. Adam and Eve were happy in the Garden of Eden. God told them that they could eat any fruits, but there was one tree in the center of the garden which they were not to eat the fruits of. The tree was called the tree which gives knowledge to people of what is good and what is bad. God said to them,
"You must not eat the fruit from that tree. If you eat it, you will die."
Satan was in the garden also. Do you remember what Satan's work is? Oh yes, to deceive people and make them not obey God. Satan thought, "Aha, here's my chance to deceive this woman." Satan came to Eve in a beautiful form of a snake. Today we think snakes are ugly, but when God created them, they were beautiful animals. Satan said to Eve, "If you eat from the forbidden tree, you will not die. You will become wise and be like God himself." Eve listened to Satan's talk. She looked at the fruits on the tree and it looked so good. So she took it and ate it. Then she gave some to Adam and both their eyes were opened. When Adam and Eve heard God coming, they hid. God said,
"Where are you?"
Adam and Eve knew they had disobeyed God, and they tried to hide from God. How many of us try to hide from God when we have sinned against him? I think we all do. God told Adam and Eve that they must be punished because they disobeyed him. He told Eve that she would have much pain in bearing children, and that the man would rule over her. God told Adam that he would have to sweat and work hard to get foods from the ground. But God did not leave them in a bad way. He promised that one day someone would come who would crush the head of the snake. Who is this snake? Yes, it's Satan. God made man and woman without sin, but they chose on their own to disobey God. And this is how sin came upon all of us. Now all the children of Adam and Eve, which is you and me, are born with this sin nature in them.